proper music, proper sport, proper radio. We are Radio Yorkshire. And if you're a Bradford or a Wakefield fan this morning, you must be feeling pretty nervous because it is, of course, the £1 million game this afternoon. Promotion to the Super League at stake. And one man who knows all about that rivalry is Jason Demetriou, the former Wakey player from the noughties, who's played in over 180 games for the Wildcats. And I'm pleased to say that Jason joins us on the line now.
Yeah, morning, guys in England. How are you?
Morning. And now, there's so much at stake for both teams this afternoon. Bradford could go back up at the first time of asking, or Wakefield could retain their Super League status. What do you think Wakefield's chances of winning the game are?
Oh, look, I think they're every chance. You know, I think you know, it's just about how they prepare and if they believe in it. You know, it's no point everybody else saying they're a chance if they don't feel that they can do it. You know, there's got a lot of things that have got to come into play on the field, and to make sure that they do those other things well and keep competing for 80 minutes, you know. And there'll be times where then things don't go their way, and, you know, that's how they respond to those things, and that'll determine whether they get the result in the end.
And they do have the home advantage with the game being played at the Bellevue. Do you think that'll have any kind of a bearing on the result? Do you think it'll give them a bit of a boost?
Well, I think it surely helps, you know. It's where they're familiar, it's their ground, you know. Bradford have got to come there. I think they had a good result against Bradford earlier in the middle eights, and, you know, that'll obviously give them confidence. But it's a one-off game, and there's so much at stake, and the winner takes a glory, and the loser loses a lot. So it's a big game. I think home advantage will help, but it's not the be-all and end-all.
And Bradford have been pretty competitive in the Championship this season. Wakefield having a little bit of a disappointing campaign in the Super League. Do you think that will have any bearing on the result, that Bradford maybe might be a little bit more up for it because they're used to winning more games?
Oh, yes and no. I think, obviously, they're coming in the back and having some decent form, but they were pretty ordinary last week against Halifax, and probably showed a few frailties for Wakefield to expose. But look, it's a different game this week. I think they probably had their eyes on this game as well. And at the end of the day, it's a Super League team versus a Championship team, and there's, you know, obviously still a different level in the competition. And it's important that the Wakefield players believe in that and execute it the way they can. You know, it's going to be a tough game. There's some really good footballers in the Bradford side, and Dale Ferguson, who I played with at Wakey there, a great young player and obviously doing really well for the Bulls. And James Lowe is obviously coaching them, and he's done a great job with them, and they're peaking at the right time of the year. Look, it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. They're in the £1 million game for a reason, because they've earned the right to be there. And the supporters will come, the players will come with some enthusiasm and some belief that they can get back in the Super League. They're a proud club, and, you know, one of the most dominant clubs in the Super League year, so they'll be really hungry for it. But like I said before, it's about what Wakefield deliver. If they want to get the result, it's about fighting for what they want, you know, and it's important that they have that. And, you know, hopefully the players aren't looking too far ahead and worrying about what happens next year. And, you know, even if there's players that are leaving next year, that they give everything to the cause to help their mates, you know, retain their place in Super League.
Now, you were at the club for a long time during the noughties, 6 years. And Suzanne asks that, how would you feel walking out on that pitch this afternoon, considering you must have played in loads of Yorkshire derbies before, but what do you think will be going through the players' minds as they go onto that pitch this afternoon?
Oh, look, I think they'll turn up to the ground. It'll be a very quiet changing room. There'll be a lot of nerves, a lot of anticipation. It was quite an eerie feeling for us in 06 when we went out of the field, when we got to the ground, sorry. But, it's important that they lighten the mood a little bit and start focusing on their jobs without getting overawed by the occasion, and just understanding that each individual's got a role to do. And if they do that to the best of their ability and support their mate for 80 minutes, they're going to put themselves in with a chance. You know, yeah, they're playing Bradford Bulls, but it's not the Bradford Bulls of old. You know, it's the new rebuilt Bradford Bulls, and they're still trying to earn their way back in the Super League. And, you know, Wildcats have been in Super League ever since they gained promotion, and many times it's been threatened, but they've fought it off, and hopefully this will be another one where they can fight off and retain their place in Super League.
And you posted a little bit of a motivational message this week on the Wakefield Wildcats Facebook page, revving the players up and the fans ahead of this game. Now, you were captain at Wakefield for quite a long time. Even though you're now living in Australia, coaching over there, do you still find yourself having a really, really strong connection with the club?
I obviously spent a long time at the club, and, you know, 7 years I was had opportunities, obviously, to leave. It was a club that I enjoyed to play at, and that suited myself and in the way that I played. But You know, we spent a long time trying to build a culture and you know, against the odds a lot of times financially, we were always under a lot of pressure, but, you know, we had some reasonable success in that time period, and you know, I want the club to go on and keep being successful. Obviously, they've had, again, some more financial problems over the last few years and a lot of player turnover, and that doesn't help, but, you know, you still want well for the club. You know, I've got some friends for life that I had in my time over at Wakefield, and we all still keep in touch and keep an eye on how the Wildcats are going. So, you know, obviously, for me, a lot of people posted the photo that's up at the clubhouse from the 2006 million pound game, and I just wanted to express my views on what the photo represented. You know, it's obviously one individual, but it represented a whole lot more than that. And, you know, I wanted the supporters and the players to see that, and you know, it's only motivation if it means something to you, and if that does to some of the players and the supporters, then that'll be great.
And it's going to be a pretty tense weekend for you, isn't it? Because not only are you keeping an eye on that Wakefield game, your role now with the North Queensland Cowboys, you're the assistant head coach there in the NRL, and you've got a huge game tomorrow night with the grand final, with your side taking on the Brisbane Broncos, the biggest game in the NRL, and both teams having never met in the final before. Brisbane may be considered the underdogs, only played in one final before. Do you think you can maybe even cause an upset?
Yeah, look, you know, it's a big game. It's two of the best clubs all year. You know, we finished second and third, and we've had a fantastic game in the finals, and they beat us by 4 points. So, you know, it's going to go right down the wire, but, you know, we're excited. We trained on ANZ Stadium today. I'm actually sat in a hotel room now looking at the stadium, and you can start to feel that excitement about tomorrow. And, you know, this time tomorrow, there'll be, you know, thousands of people buzzing around the place, and I know the players are looking forward to it, and hopefully we can bring the first premiership back to North Queensland. And I know how much it'll mean not only to the players but to the region and to a lot of people in the area.
And you'll have been with the team all week, training them and revving them up for this game. What's the mood like in the camp at the moment? Are you quite confident of getting a result?
Yeah, we're confident. We've had two really good performances the last couple of weeks, and we know that if we get things right individually and collectively as a group, that we can win the football game. And that's, you know, it's a good place to be and it's a good headspace to be in. So it's just up to us to put those things together on the field. But, you know, there's a Broncos team who's thinking the same thing. And, you know, if both teams are able to apply themselves, and it's going to come down to one or two moments in the game and to decide who wins. And hopefully that one or two moments are some brilliance from us that allows us to get the result.
Well, fingers crossed for you over there. And obviously, you're in Australia at the moment, coaching there. You've coached the Keeley Cougars before, where you got them promoted. Do you ever see yourself coming back to the UK to coach? That question from John on Twitter. At any point in the future?
Yeah, obviously, it's not something that I've closed my mind to. It's something that I think about regularly, probably. But look, a lot of things have to fall into place. Obviously, there's opportunity and the club in a stable position. You know, obviously coming back over would mean an investment from myself, not only from myself but from the family as well. And like I said, never say never, but at the moment I'm learning my trade in the best competition in the world, and I'm staring down the barrel of being an assistant coach in an NRL grand final. So, you know, I'm still young as a coach. I've got a lot to learn, but like I said, I wouldn't rule it out if the opportunity was right for me and for my family.
And a very similar question from Robert on Twitter. When the vacant post was opened this year, did you ever consider applying for the job, or do you think, you know, you want to build your experience in the NRL, as you say, before you come over to England?
Oh, look, like I said, it's not so much about that. It's more about the opportunity being the right one. You know, it's would be obviously a huge risk for me to come over there at the time, and the club's in the position that it's in. But you know, I know speaking to people within the club that financially they're hoping to be in a lot better position next year, and there's a lot riding on this game, and the club can really move forward if they can get this result. So, like I said, it's not about just me. And if it was just up to me, and I'd probably jump on a plane, come over there, and try to help the Wildcats get back to where I believe they can be. But, you know, I've got a wife and three kids as well to think of, and there's a lot that has to go in to be worked out before, you know, I jump on a plane. But like I said, in an ideal world, that'd be great. But, you know, to jump ship from an NRL club mid-season to go overseas and coach in a team who's having a lot of trouble would be a big risk in terms of career-wise. So obviously it was something that I thought about, but I probably didn't anticipate for too long.
I imagine the weather's a lot better over in Australia as well.
Yeah, I lived in England for 13 years, so weather's not too bad, I don't mind it. It's, like I said, it's a big move now. My kids are getting older, but I never say never. I know there's a lot of players that I've spoken to that would love to go over there and play, and like I said, if the opportunity was right and the timing was right, then it's something I'd look at.
Well, Jason, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Radio Yorkshire. Fingers crossed for the North Queensland Cowboys tomorrow in the grand final. And I'm sure you'll be cheering on Wakefield this afternoon. Will you be watching the game on the telly?
Yeah, it's on early in the morning, tomorrow morning. So I'll be up cheering the Wildcats on, and also from my good friend Dale Ferguson. And I just wish the Bulls good luck as well. I know there's a lot riding on the game, and I'm hoping Wakefield get an opportunity to stay in Super League, but I know how much it means to the Bulls as well, so best of luck to both teams.